Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you have cancer? A loved one with cancer? Let's go in-depth with Steve Mott with the group Dealing with Cancer from Knoxville. So Steve, you have cancer.
I do. And I guess I would be called a cancer survivor because we define that term as anyone who has ever been diagnosed with cancer.
And you were diagnosed several years, 5, 6 years
ago? Oh, my goodness. 2009.
So 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
A journey. A challenging journey, I might say.
And your community, your family, friends have rallied around you?
Absolutely. I have a great support system. My wife has been unbelievable, gone well beyond what you would ever ask of any support person or family member. But for me, even beyond that, I had to go to somebody even greater than that, and that would be my faith and my God.
Well, and now you're taking what you've learned, and especially the need for compassion and understanding, and you've broadened it a little bit into a larger group. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. I was approached or talked with some people probably a year and a half ago about getting a support group together. And personally, I didn't feel ready or the right time for me to even do it. But since then, I think I've been led to do a support group. And this is just a scripture, faith-based support group for anyone who's ever been diagnosed with cancer.
And you've worked with, I don't know, several people, dozen people. Tell us about the size of the support group.
Well, initially we had a group of about 5 or 6 people from within Celebrate Church. And then we decided to spread that out a little bit and be a community-based type of support group. So we wanted to broaden our horizon a little bit. So it was communities around Knoxville that might have anyone that felt a need to be a part of a support group like this.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Steve Mott with the group Dealing with Cancer. Is there a series of stages or classes, or do you just get together and talk? What is it?
Well, it's certainly, if we see that it's just a need to talk, that's what we'll do. But really, there's mainly a non-denominational, faith-based, scripture-based, 5-week course. That's not my opinion. It's we have biblical facts to support some of the statements. But it's a course that has, like I say, 5 weeks. And the first week is mainly an introduction course. But it talks about some of the common questions or feelings or concerns that people that may be newly diagnosed with cancer might have. There's a second week about prayer and unanswered prayer. There's another week for caregivers only or their support system. There's a week on family dynamics and how cancer might affect that. And then one of the weeks we have a cancer survivor come in and speak. And these are probably hour long, but go longer if you see that there's a need for that. An hour long on Tuesday evenings at 5 o'clock at Celebrate.
And so are you in the middle of a cycle of this? Are you beginning? If people want to get involved somehow, how would they do it?
Right now, we're not in any kind of a five-week course. We're kind of in a holding pattern. But what I would say is that we're getting together from all the groups that have taken the course. Everyone wanted to continue to meet. So right now, we're not doing like coursework, but we're just getting together and talking once a month for all the people that have taken the course previously.
And so what gave you the idea for the course?
You're going to kind of think this is a little bit silly, but I had lunch with a friend, Jim Butler, as a matter of fact, and he gave me a book from Dr. Deming called Above and Beyond Cancer that Dr. Deming had signed for me, and Jim gave it to me at this Monday lunch that we had. And I didn't think too much of it other than the fact that I wanted to get into it and read it. The next day, I had a chemotherapy appointment, and one of the common drugs that you get during those chemo appointments is steroids, and they can really make you kind of high, so to speak. You kind of get a steroid high. But anyway, on that Tuesday evening when I was in bed and I couldn't sleep, I got this message that I would say that said, okay, here's what you're going to teach. It's going to be a five-week course, and here's who you're going to invite. And so I kind of laughed at myself. Is this a steroid high that's making me think this way, or is it something beyond that? Which you could say that it's more than coincidence, but I don't think it was coincidence. I think it was God telling me that you're going to do this course, and this is what I want you to do.
And Dr. Deming is a world-renowned cancer expert.
Yeah, I believe he's affiliated with Unity Point at Lutheran Hospital.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Steve Mott with the group Dealing with Cancer. And so this just came to you, and it sounds like it was probably almost therapeutic for you just coming up with the idea, and then it helped you because, I mean, you have a background in medicine, you're a dentist, you're used to helping people, that's what you do, and it translated into offering this coursework to help people.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on this, researching the topics and finding appropriate biblical verses that supported some of these questions and answers. And so I kind of wrote this so that it could be passed on to someone else to continue this course if they so desired. So like I say, it's a five-week course, and I think it's inclusive enough and general enough that it can speak to all kinds of situations that people might be going through or feelings that they might be having.
Now, it's interesting you're approaching this through your faith, and important that you're doing so, I would think, in that sometimes these diagnoses lead people to question their faith.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that we talk about even in that first couple weeks, that this does challenge us. But I think coming through it, the challenge has made us stronger in our faith, and I think that was something that was universally recognized by me with all the people that were in the group. And not only the people in the group, but certainly myself, as you've alluded to, it was just as good for me as any of the people in the group. And I wouldn't consider myself a teacher. It was more of a facilitator, just kind of keep the train on the track.
And has it been rewarding?
It has. But I think the rewarding part is the fact that people that have taken the course, everybody that has taken the course, has wanted to get together again on a monthly basis, just to talk, to share stories, to share diagnoses, to share what they're doing currently as far as treatments, how they're doing as far as, you know, where are they at in their cancer? Are they having good results? Or are they still challenged? Are they doing chemo? So there's all kinds of things that we talk about, but we try to keep it an upbeat kind of feeling throughout the night. And in fact, one of the things that we always start with is, what brought you the most joy either in the last week or the last month? And that's another thing, that cancer doesn't have to define you. You choose how to relate to it, how to be challenged by it, and how you're going to how you're going to handle that challenge and what you're going to do going forward.
Well, I think that's an important point. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, and maybe about how you dealt with that?
Well, I think there's a lot of general feelings and thoughts and concerns initially. Your mind is flooded with questions. And sometimes I don't even think that's the right time to come to the group, because the wound is still pretty fresh, and maybe the last thing you want to do is be around people. But then as you journey through this course, or through the cancer journey, you become aware of, you know what, I'd like to kind of share some of my thoughts and feelings, or like to hear what other people are feeling. And I think one of the things that you find out is that you are not unique in some of the feelings or thoughts or concerns you had. Most everybody else has those same thoughts and concerns. So I think it makes you feel better in that regard, that you're not out there alone as far as how you're feeling about yourself or your diagnosis or the journey that's ahead of you.
Well, one of the things that I think is important in what you're doing too is the support systems, talking to the people that, you know, are supporting you. I mean, when my mother had cancer, we didn't know anything about what to do or how to help other than be there. And I often wondered if that was enough. And I didn't have anybody really to talk to except my sisters. We had no broader group to draw on.
I think what we're finding out with that is that, you know, I really hope when I go up to my chemotherapy treatments and I'm sitting there with maybe 100, 120 other people, I guess I'm really hoping that they have a support group as well as mine, as faithful as mine, as good as mine, and certainly hope that they know that there's a hope in a greater being in God. But the other thing is, you know, sometimes caregivers really don't know what to do or say. And so we do have a week for caregivers only that we talk about that, and the fact that what can they do? What are things that they can say, or how can they support the person that's going through this? But I will say that people share at our group things that they wouldn't even share to family members or other caregivers. It's just a unique thing in the fact that you know there's a common bond, that people will understand what you're sharing and how you're feeling. I don't know how to really express that. It's just a given that we know we can be transparent, translucent, and quite vulnerable, frankly.
This, you know, this might come across strange or not, I don't know, but it seems that this is an opportunity, despite the challenges, for those of us who have cancer, friends who have cancer, family members, that maybe somehow out of all of this, we can be better people.
Yeah. I think one of the first things that we talk about at one of our first meetings is that cancer doesn't have to define you. My identity is not bound to the fact that I have a few abnormal cells in my body. That, you know, there's a plan and I have a plan and that's my plan, but then there's another plan and that's God's plan. And so we talk about that in the fact that we can still be just exactly who we are or who we were before we were diagnosed with cancer, but that's a choice. You know, cancer is transformative. It doesn't have to be a transformation to something worse. We can decide what that transformation is. And so I think that's important to talk to people about, to share that you can decide how you're going to choose to be identified and how you're going to choose to battle this challenge.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I guess I would just make sure that people know that we're certainly entertaining other people that want to be a part of a support group. We meet at Celebrate Community Church. Usually we meet at 5 p.m. on Tuesday evenings for about an hour. And this isn't for just Celebrate people. This is for anyone in Knoxville or surrounding communities that have a need or feel a need for a support group and a group that knows what they're going through.
Does your group have a name?
Dealing with Cancer. a real innovative name, but no, that's all it is. And I think it's important that we say dealing with cancer. It doesn't have to be overwhelmed by cancer or battling cancer. It's dealing with cancer, and there's several different entities that are involved in dealing with cancer, from the person to the family unit to other support people in your group.
Thanks to Steve Mott for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.